Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Welcome to Dunzo. This is a podcast that explores hookups and breakups of famous lovers and friends, both real and fake, and all the discarded pop culture of yesteryear. I'm your host, Troy McEady. You guys, welcome to whatever episode this is of Dunzo. It is me, Troy McEady. And we haven't done an album review in a really long time. It feels like a long time. Maybe it hasn't been. I don't know. I don't know anything about my own show. But I'm very, very excited about this week's episode. I have a new guest who I'm sure will be back. This will definitely not be the last time. I'm joined by my friend Alex Nelson today. Alex, how are you?
Troy, it feels like Christmas morning today for me. I literally woke up so excited. I'm so happy to be here talking about this with you.
I'm so happy to have you here. Literally all Alex and I do is message all week about music. And the other day I was like, wait a minute, I've never asked Alex to be on my show. And all we do is talk about music. Like, I kind of felt like an asshole, to be honest.
Yeah. And you were like letting me pick which album we were going to review. And I just put out so many ideas. I was like, oh my God, you called me like a fembot. I was just like literally spinning. Crazy. And I just was like, you said when you wake up in the morning you'll know which one you want to do, and I woke up and I knew I wanted to talk about this album.
So we're talking about Shakira's 2001 Laundry Service today, which is major. I know that this was a major album for you, and I'm excited to hear what it meant for you growing up. But it was huge for me too. This was a really big, I don't know, this was just one of those albums that I remember being given. Like, my mom used to sometimes just buy me what albums she thought I would want, and like in hopes that I would like them. And sometimes they were big hits and sometimes they were misses. Like, sometimes they were the 98 Degrees Christmas album, but it's July, you know what I mean? And then sometimes it was Shakira and she would hit it out of the park. And this was one of those moments where I was like, damn, I really like Shakira.
Same. I just feel like this album kind of ended up somehow at my house. And of course I was drawn to it because the cover is like fantastic. She looks so good. She looks beautiful on the cover. The tattoo is cool on her arm. She's like looking so seductively over her shoulder.
Yeah.
And I played the shit out of this album. I loved it.
Yeah. So were you familiar with her before? Did you know anything about her?
I wasn't. And I was going to say, like, I feel like this, I imagine this was probably most people's introduction to Shakira, at least in America.
Totally. Right?
I mean, I was seven. I was seven when this album came out. I thought I was 11.
No, I would say most people were introduced in America to Shakira through this album. I knew about her like through the grapevine. I think I had seen her on TV. I remember knowing that she had really dark hair with like colors in it. And I remember she used to get compared to Alanis Morissette a lot, but I didn't know anything about her. And then this album happened and it hit the fucking earth like a meteor. And I just feel like Shakira's whole persona, identity, look, sound, all of it was just so new to an American audience, you know, especially as a mainstream pop girl.
Yeah. And it's everything that I wanted in a pop star. She's everything. Like, what can't she do? She sings, she dances, she plays guitar. She just is the whole package.
Yeah, she's incredible. She really does not get the credit that she deserves for having such a crazy long career and becoming a breakout artist in America, like five albums in, you know, basically like restarting her career again. And this album having like I mean, Whenever Wherever obviously was a massive, huge single. It was a big hit, but like, even still, I don't think that as a, like a breakout album, like a introduction to America album, this doesn't get enough credit to me.
Agreed. And partly because it's so good. Like every single song is great. I love every song on this record. I really do. I have so much to say about all the songs.
I know.
Like, it's just like, I wonder why, you know, while I was listening to it, I'm thinking about it. And I think part of it is because she is like a native Spanish speaker and she kind of went back to singing in Spanish. So she broke out here and then she kind of like vanished for a little bit. I mean, she had Hips Don't Lie, but then, you know, I don't listen to Shakira's music that much anymore. I haven't really delved into an album like this one. And another thing I was thinking about is like, you know, she played the Super Bowl 2 years ago with J-Lo and she kind of played second fiddle. Like to me, Shakira is an artist on another level. Like to play second fiddle to J-Lo at the Super Bowl, like why?
I know. She
played the Super Bowl, you know, and been the main thing, but she was kind of an afterthought.
I completely agree. Like Shakira is the real deal. And like you said, like... Aside from the fact that her voice is like so unique and incredible, she is easily one of the best dancers I think I've ever encountered in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess at the beginning here, I wanted to talk about like, cause this was the first time I really looked into like where she came from and how she learned how to sing and dance and that kind of stuff. And I guess like her, you know, she always felt creative even when she was like a toddler or before. Her first memories were like wanting to write poems and stuff. Like she would see her dad sitting at his typewriter and she was really entranced by that. And yeah, she loved singing. And then with dancing, like her dad takes her out to an Arabian restaurant one night and they start playing this like Arabian drum called the Dwombek. Okay. And she just feels like so inclined, compelled to like shake her hips to the beat of the music, and she gets up on the table and she's like dancing, and
oh my god,
she at that moment like decides she wants to be a performer. She's like, this is what I'm gonna do. She falls in love with the feeling of like performing, and then she goes home and she teaches herself how to belly dance by learning how to flip a coin with her stomach.
Oh my god, that's an origin story if I've ever heard one. Oh my god, thank god he took her to dinner that night. Lord Jesus.
Oh, for real, right? I'm sure she would have found her passion for dancing in some way if that didn't happen, but yeah, I think that must have been a really magical night.
Well, the thing I'm the most excited to get into is like, I mean, there's so many things, but I love Shakira's songwriting.
Me too.
I love, because you brought up like her writing poetry, and I'm like, I just think that she is the most unique way of expressing her emotions. And this album is very like, there are moments that are very funny. It's very sort of in on the joke, but it's also really emotional. And at times it gets vulnerable in a way that's almost like uncomfortable.
Yeah. So with that, like, when she started writing these songs in English, she studied like Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan and poetry, and she got like an English tutor and an English rhyming dictionary, and she did such a good job. And I think this record was executive produced by like Emilio Estefan and Gloria Estefan, and they were like helping her out, and she showed them some of the songs that she wrote, and they were like, this is amazing. Like, I couldn't do this better myself. This is great. And while listening to it, you know, I would think about some of like the couplets that she has, like rhyming clothes with chose. It's like those, how would you even know to do that? Clothes is spelled so weird to just know to rhyme it with chose. And that kind of stuff is all over the record. Like, it's just, it's really good. I don't know if I just, it also reminds me of like Amy Winehouse. Like, she always wants to put a punchline in her lyrics, and Shakira does that in almost every song. There's something funny and cheeky, and it's really poetic. It's really good. It's just from a songwriting perspective, I 100% agree. Like, it's just excellent.
Yeah, there's always a little but bump in every verse where you're like, oh, that's so clever and funny and cute. Will you want to get into the songs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Well, actually, just some things about her singing. Like, we talked about her dancing. I had some notes about how, like, she, when she was a little girl, she tried out for her school choir and she didn't make it because her teacher didn't think she could blend her voice with the rest of the girls. And she said she sounded like a goat, like the bleating of a goat.
Oh my God.
When you were a kid, did you like try to do Shakira impressions?
Of course.
Right. It was so fun. Me and my little sisters were always trying to do impressions of how she would sing, like from the back of her throat. It almost has like a Cher like quality, right?
It does. It is giving Cher, very much so. And it's like very, I don't know, it's like almost masculine in a way. Okay. Like, it, you know what I mean? It's like the tone of her voice is like, it's just so unique. It's like nothing I feel like I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's so powerful. It's like, yeah, it's so unique. And it's just, it's like coming from like almost like a higher power. Like, it's truly a divine gift. And she really feels it. It's visceral. She sings with her whole body. Yeah. And I like that in her story, like she had some rejections. Like at one point, you know, after being rejected from the choir, she like captures attention of like the record labels when someone from Sony goes down to like Columbia to see her perform. And so she's got found a little bit of success, and then she's trying to get a record deal, and she like some guy hears her demo tape and he calls her a lost cause. Like,
my God,
that's such a definitive statement to make about someone who goes on to become Shakira.
Right. To become like a cultural phenomenon across the globe.
That's why you can't ever take anything personally.
Yeah, it's true. And I also, I mean, people always talk about like the, you know, she has that iconic, like that sound, like you said, from the back of her throat. But like my favorite Shakira sound is the way she ends notes when she like vocal fries.
Yes.
That's
yes.
My choice Shakira kooky sound.
I knew you were gonna say that because you're such a fan of Ashley Simpson. Yeah. You got me hooked on Ashley Simpson, and that's all over her albums too. Like, it's so like the screeching, like I love it.
I know. Your Ashley Simpson journey truly lives in my spirit, by the way. Like, it lives in my heart more than yours.
I mean, they're kind of like similar albums, this one and like Ashley's first album, because they're so rock inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the songwriting is good.
Yeah, and there's one thing about this whole album, I mean, we'll get into it when we get into the songs, but like, it's got a real like, you never hear people talk about this, or I don't know if I'm just crazy, but to me it has a real sort of like surf sound. It's got like a real like 60s beach party kind of surf thing happening in the background where I'm like,
I like
and
that.
I love that. I love it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I can see that. There were some comments on the YouTube videos that were kind of pointing to that too. And I thought that was interesting. But yeah, so then just on the note of songwriting and Shakira being a writer, she wrote her first poem when she was 4, I think. It's called La Rosa de Cristal, The Crystal Rose. How beautiful is that as a 4-year-old to come up with it? It's like, some people just have it.
She's a fucking prodigy. She really is.
Yeah. And as far as background, I think that's it. And I'm ready to go into the songs.
Okay. I feel even more prepared now.
Well, yeah, some people, like her critics at the time, because I love this album and I'm like, why didn't this just get like tens across the board? And people were saying that she writes a lot in cliches. And I feel like if cliches should be welcome anywhere, it's in pop music. And like, I believe her when she's, you know, singing these metaphors. They don't really feel cliche to me. And if they are, then whatever. But
they don't feel cliche to me at all. I wrote down lyrics for each song, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Objection.
Yeah. Tango. Yeah.
So this song was the first English speaking song that she wrote. She wrote it with Gloria. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, I'm going to say this a million times. I'm already sick of hearing myself say it, but like, it's so playful and fun, especially like musically. It's just so, like, Yeah, this one has a real heavy, I think, beach party vibe. Like, it just sounds very, like, you know, like, nude beach a go-go. You know what I mean? Like, it just has that very, like,
yeah.
It's got that, like, that, that's, and I love beach music. Like, I love, like, 60s beach music, and this is just what it makes me think of.
Yeah, this one's really fun. It is so playful. The intro is playful. Like, the way that, what an intro for an album. Like, it's it just starts with piano and strings and, like, an accordion. And then the beat kicks in. And it's, like, it's just, like, a party. It's so fun. And can we talk about the video?
Oh, my God. The video.
Like,
holy,
like,
shit.
She's doing this tango with this guy, and it's so, like, sultry and serious, and there's, like, you know, the dramatic piano strings, and then the beat kicks in, and within seconds, she's flailing around doing her signature Shakira dances, like, gyrating, and it's, like, it's so funny, and she's doing all these shoulder rolls. There's a lot of, like, shoulder work going on. She's pumping her arm to emphasize the beats. Like, it's awesome, but at the same time, like, she does have this look on her face that's so, like, I'm dead fucking serious.
Yeah. That's like, sort of the whole, like, vibe, right? Where she's, like, making these jokes about their relationship and, like, using puns, but she's also, like, extremely serious. Mm-hmm. And if anything, I feel like this album, if you listen to it in order and you really analyze the lyrics, it's like, she's describing a manic love. Like, she is obsessed with this person in a way that's, like, she's unapologetic in how obsessed she is, and it crosses a line many times where she's like, no, like, you don't get it, I will kill you, like, you don't get it, we'll die together, and she's like, I'm not joking, and I'm proud of it. Like,
it's,
I'm proud,
very up
it.
And down. It's very up and down. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Rhythmically, it's so fun. I love the every 20 seconds you repeat her name.
Yeah.
When it comes to me, you don't care if I'm alive or dead. Like, it's passionate.
It's so good. Oh my God. It's so good. I have to. Okay. So I wrote down my favorite lyrics from this specific song where she says, next to her cheap silicone, I look minimal. That's why in front of your eyes, I'm invisible. But you've got to know small things also count. Better put your feet on the ground and see what it's about. Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, I love my funny.
My favorite is, I love you for free and I'm not your mother. Like, that's such a great conversational lyric, and it's sharp and funny. Everything is funny. She's hilarious.
And it's consistent. The themes in this album, what she's talking about, her feelings about this relationship, even though each song is very different, it feels like it's all a part of the same collection. There's a lot of talking about being his mom. There's a lot of talking about, like, being obsessed with him to the point of, like, being psychotic and also knowing that it's toxic. But she talks a lot about, like, parenting this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely domming him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, with this song, like you were saying, it does seem like she's really struggling with, like, jealousy and competition. Like, it's obviously about a love triangle. And I just want to say, like, if I was in a love triangle with Shakira, I would simply pick Shakira.
Right. Yeah.
But throughout the whole album, like, her whole thing, you know, you put it in nicer words, but I said it was sort of like desperation. Like, it's very emotional, passionate, visceral. And I think as a kid, I was really drawn to this because I liked seeing someone who was so undeniably, like, desirable expressing a lot of feelings that have come from some form of rejection. Like, right. She's grappling with unrequited love all over.
Yeah, because it's hard, especially as a young person, it's hard to wrap your mind around somebody like Shakira even needing to be desperate.
Yes. So, yeah. Like, why can't she just have everything she wants?
Yeah, when she's literally the most seductive, like, enticing, magnetic person ever.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Can we talk about Underneath Your Clothes?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is one of my favorite Shakira songs of all time.
Uh-huh, me too. I mean, it's, you're a song written by the hands of God. What a metaphor.
I mean, like, it's just, it's so beautifully written. Mm-hmm. Her voice sounds incredible. The music mm-hmm. video.
Uh-huh.
The music video was the last video directed by Herb Ritts. And anybody who follows me on Instagram knows how much I love Herb Ritts. It's just okay. So, yeah, this was the last one he directed before he died. And I think it's a real high point as far as her songwriting goes.
Wow. Okay, I agree with you on that. I do. Yeah, I think the song is, like, it just has a classically beautiful melody. It's also different. It's a different melody. It's divine. It's, like, from, like, a higher power melody. Like, it just really hits so hard. But the video, I felt like, in comparison to the other videos, like, it didn't do as much for me. Like, we didn't talk about this with Objection, but the cartoon in Objection is so amazing. Like, that
yes,
the boob popping, that lives rent free in my mind.
Oh,
like,
my
I have
God.
To mention that. It's just, that was great. I never am not thinking about that. Yes. And then at the end, like, she straps the guy and the girl up to those giant, like, gears, you know, they're nailed to the cross like Jesus was. And then they start spinning really fast and they break off of their fixtures. Like, that video had me, like, from the every second is just, like, riveting. And then Underneath Your Clothes video, she's just kind of, like, you know, standing around backstage and dancing with this guy. It's really cool when he picks her up and swings her around by the waist. But
yeah,
the rest of the time, they're just, like, laying down with their faces really close.
Yes, it's very, like, it's weird because it's, like, in the style of Herb Ritts, but it's also not at the same time, because it's very him to, like, he does a lot of, like, beauty shots. It's a lot of, like he directed Britney's Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know video.
Okay.
It's a lot of just, like, natural light beauty shots, either in color or black and white, normally. And this one is weird in the sense that it's not, like, it's not really his style. Like, it looks like his style, but it also doesn't. Like, you're right. I don't love the setting.
I was going to say, she does look really beautiful, but she looks, like, a little different. Like, she looks like Daisy from Rock of Love.
No, like, literally, that's not even a joke. Like, she literally does.
She's wearing, like, her studded black wristlets or whatever. And she's, like, just kind of standing there looking dramatic. But yeah, it's, like, softer. And I now I'm remembering who Herb Ritts is, and I actually am having an appreciation for this video now that you mention it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very, his style is so toned down. It's so, like, mm-hmm. just look at how beautiful this person is. It's basically moving fashion. It's, like, moving fashion photography.
Mm-hmm. That makes me like it so much more.
Yeah. But I understand your initial interpretation of it. They're like, I get it. I understand it.
Just sandwiched between, you know, Objection and Whenever Wherever, I watched these three videos in succession, and I was just like, the other two are just 11s, they're 12s on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, and this one was just, the song is so good, and I the video is just a normal video, but I love the song. You know, it's kind of written, it's a perfect song.
Yeah, it's interesting because, so she's singing about, like she's basically saying in this song, like, I deserve your love because I'm such a good girl. Like,
I do the best line.
Right? Like, I do everything right and I take care of you. And I'm, again, maternal to you. And I, like, emotionally coddle you. And because I do all those things, like, my reward should be you loving me back. And, like, that's just so sad. It's such a sad song.
Uh-huh. I felt that when I was 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the things I deserve for being such a good girl. That's such a, like, a Lolita kind of Lana Del Rey sentiment.
Right.
Totally. And then the, like, just, like, a testament to how smart she is and how complex her lyrics can be, or how complicated, like, conceptually, because of you, I forgot the smart ways to lie. Mm. Like, I interpret that as, like, this guy kind of you know, she hangs on his every word and he gets her so tied up that she can't even like be her normal self and think as fast as she can because she's just like so dazzled by him or whatever. She loves him so much and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's another, I mean, this whole album is truly hopeless devotion. Like, it's just, I am endlessly devoted to this person and I want everybody to know. I am so vulnerable and raw about it. Like, I love him so much and I don't care how pathetic it makes me look.
I felt like this one was kind of written like an Elton John song.
Almost like,
partly because of like the bridge, which I think like that's one of the moments. There aren't that many moments on this record where it doesn't make as much sense as I want it to, but the part where she's talking about like every voice hanging from the silence, lamps are hanging from the ceiling. I don't really know what she's saying there, but I love when she's like, I love you more than all that's on the planet. Moving, talking, walking, breathing. You know it's true. Oh, baby, it's so funny. You almost don't believe it.
That's like, my favorite part of the song.
It sounds like an Elton John lyric.
Yeah, that's actually so true. I didn't even think about that, but that's so true.
Yeah.
I just love like the melody of that part. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's so good.
The way she fits the words into like the rhythm. It's just genius.
It is. I guess in that sense, she does kind of remind me a little bit of Alanis Morissette, where it's like you have this set rhythm and they will try and fit as many words into it as possible. And there's a way to do that can be really rewarding and like sound really great. But then there's a way to do it where it sounds like messy and they always get it. Like they always, like Alanis Morissette will literally put a paragraph into a single. You know what I mean?
That's so true. Yeah.
And I love that. It's just fun.
I do too. Yeah, it makes me really appreciate it when I realize what the words are and how they've like just kind of morphed them around to fit them into whatever they need them to. I love it. I love when someone does that. And yeah, just with this song, there's a YouTube comment on the video that says, there's just something about her voice that is addicting. And someone replied to that comment, it's sexy.
He's hot.
Yep.
It's like my comment. No, but it's true. It's like, this is one of those songs like you really do just want to like, we've all had a moment of belting this in our bedroom. I mean, if you're a person of a particular age, you belted this song into like a hairbrush or whatever from the back of your throat and really thought that you were giving Shakira fantasy to your bedroom.
Like, totally. Yeah, I tried to do it at karaoke once. It's like, you know, I don't think that I nailed all the amazing runs. This song is full of them. I think like vocally, the stuff that she does, the acrobatics,
I love it. And only Shakira can make just like a moan like that be really emotional.
Yeah, it's great. It's so just bold and like, it's so idiosyncratic and special. I just think it's perfect. I love her music. I love her.
I know.
I'm like freaking out. And I guess, okay, so one day I was like working at a cafe mopping the floor and there was a song on the stereo and it just sounded exactly like this song. I'm like, I recognize this song. Is this a cover of Underneath Your Clothes by Shakira? And I Shazammed it and I looked it up. Apparently it's a song called Eternal Flame by the Bangles, which is like a huge song.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But the melody is really, really similar.
Oh, it is similar.
Yeah. Okay. You know that song.
Yeah.
I went to their Spotify and I was like, oh, this is the band that sings Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah. It is a similar melody. Now I'm like never going to not think of that. That's cool. I like that song though.
Yeah, someone also told me once, like, I was listening to it, one of the later songs in this album, and someone said, the person I was with, they said it sounds like an Amy Mann song. So I wonder if a lot of these songs are, like, inspired by other songs. I don't know.
Wow, the Bangles thing is really, like, just, like, threw me for a loop a little bit.
It's just something interesting I wanted to mention. And if anyone can think of that Amy Mann song, let me know because I can't find it. I've been listening to Amy Mann's discography trying to be like, what's the song that sounds like a Shakira song?
You're like trying to place it, like holding your ear.
Yeah.
Well, the moment has finally come.
Yes.
Let's talk about Whenever Wherever.
My favorite YouTube comment pretty much sums up this for me on the video. Someone said, "This is not a song. This is a childhood core memory."
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Of like just doing weird dances in your room, right, girls? We all did it. Just like moving your hips weird in your room and like really thinking that you were learning the lyrics to this song was a triumph as a young person, honestly.
Yeah, I still don't have them down. And I've heard this song so much. Do you remember where you were the first time you saw this video?
Yeah, actually, I do because I always talk about like we didn't have cable at my house. But my grandmother was like an older woman who was like very easily taken advantage of by like companies. You know, like one of those old ladies that like they'd be like, "You need this hockey package." And she'd be like, "Okay." So she had like 800 cable channels, even though she watched only Jeopardy. So it was like my heaven. And she had all the music channels, and I would just watch these videos all day at her house. And I remember watching this there in her spare bedroom and just being like, who is this earth goddess that has chosen to walk amongst us humans?
Exactly.
Do you remember?
Yeah. I was standing in a Best Buy. My dad took me to a Best Buy and he left me alone in an aisle. He was like over somewhere else looking at a TV that was probably the size of a dumpster because that's how big they were back then. And I was just like by myself and I looked up at the wall of like 30 TVs all playing this video in sync. And it was just like awesome. Like yeah. She's standing on a mountain. Clouds are soaring by behind her. She basically looks like stripped era Christina Aguilera, right?
Yeah, but she does.
This is before that.
It is.
But this song was like nothing I've ever heard. And I just was like so just, I was in awe. It's just everything that I've ever wanted in a music video, in a song. Like she society peaked with this video.
Honestly, it's hard to even verbalize the cultural impact of this song and the like you said, the music video, just like the imagery, the way mm-hmm. she looked. It was like, I mean, you know that a song has reached a certain level of, you know, whatever when it's parodied a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember this being parodied a lot, like on Mad TV. It was just a huge moment. And I also wrote down some of the lyrics because I don't think people, because this song is so iconic, like you don't really think about the lyrics anymore, mm-hmm. but like they're amazing. I'm just going to read some of them. It says, "Lucky for you," or "Lucky you were born that far away so we could both make fun of distance."
Mm-hmm.
"Lucky that I love a foreign land for the lucky fact of your existence. Baby, I would climb the Andes solely to count the freckles on your body. Never could imagine there were only 10 million ways to love somebody." Wow. Lucky that my lips not only mumble, they spill kisses like a fountain. Lucky that my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains. Lucky I have strong legs like my mother to run for cover when I need it. And these two eyes that for no other, the day you leave, will cry a river." Are you kidding me?
Amazing.
That's poetry.
Yes.
Like
yes.
That is songwriting.
Yeah. And the fact that it's like, it works so well in English.
Right.
And Spanish. What did she rhyme existence with? Distance, existence.
Yes.
What the fuck? Like she's so just genius.
It's amazing.
Yeah. My, it's amazing. My friend. Someone tweeted Sam Buck. He's really funny. He's my friend. He tweeted, "No one has ever really topped Lucky that my breasts are small and humble so you don't confuse them with mountains."
Honestly, that lyric is so psychotic and amazing.
Like, genius. It's just perfect. It really is. And yeah, she's in on the joke. I was thinking about that. You want to talk about Mad TV?
Yeah, I would love to talk about Mo Collins. I live. I used to watch that parody of this song literally so often, like peeing mm-hmm. myself. I was obsessed with MAD TV as a kid.
Me too. Yeah, it was really funny. I mean, it's kind of tough to go back and watch it now because it's so like just cringy. Like, I don't laugh as much anymore. I'll say that.
Insanity. But
whatever, don't matter. I can talk about pancake batter. That took me out when I was younger. Like, that's funny still. But the whole joke is that her songs don't make any sense. Right. And the thing is, they do. Like, 95% of the time, they make sense.
They do. You just have to know it. Like, you just have to read the lyrics. Like, you know, and she does have a really unique way of, like, verbalize. Like, she has a unique way of how she chooses to string words together. Like you mm-hmm. said, like the melody and like where they connect and disconnect is like not like any other singer I've ever heard.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So mm-hmm. I understand the thought that they're like gibberish, but they're not at all.
I think that's what makes her songs to me so like addicting, because you almost hear like new phrases every time. Like mm-hmm. I've heard this album hundreds of times and there was still new stuff when I went back to listen to it for this that I was hearing like in every song. Yeah. And usually that will happen just with music. I'll be like, oh, there's like a piano part I didn't know was in this song way back there. But with Shakira, it's lyrics too. It's a lot of lyrics that, you know, they don't stick out at first because of the way she says them, and then you realize what she's saying and you're like, that's so good.
Even the way she says I'll be there and you'll be here, mm-hmm. even just something as simple as that is like so unique and so specific to her. Like, it's so signature Shakira.
Yeah,
to say I'll be here, like
uh-huh. I love when she goes, you've got me head over heels.
Yes.
She reharmonizes that at the end. But yeah, on that note, like somewhere on her Wikipedia, some vocal coach like analyzes the way she sings and mm-hmm. the way she forms melodies. And I guess she uses like the harmonic minor scale a lot.
Okay.
Which that's interesting. And then it also says like other artists who use that scale are Bobby Brown in My Prerogative, Jasmine Sullivan, Bust Your Windows.
Whoa!
And then KDB, Easy Please Me. Love that song. Love that.
That's interesting. Oh my God, a Bobby Brown connection only on Dunzo. You'll only get that on Dunzo. You won't get that on any other podcast, I promise you.
I thought I should mention that.
Do you think that this is a good... do you think that this is a good like representation of Shakira in the sense of being a first single?
I would say absolutely. Yeah. It's just, she's putting everything on display. Like, it's a great song. It's catchy. She's like, the way she performs it is just magnetic, like you said. And this was my introduction to Shakira, and I was completely obsessed from like the first time I saw it. So it was very effective. Yeah.
Yeah. It will live in now CD infamy until the end of time. let's talk about Rules. I love this song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like it too. She's crazy.
I know. She is crazy. I wrote a lot of lyrics down from this one. Shakira's out of her fucking mind when it comes to whoever this man is.
This is the most unhinged song. Yeah.
It's,
don't forget that you're condemned to me.
See, like the album goes, it's almost like the song, the pattern of the songs goes in the pattern of like her thought process about this relationship. Because there are moments where it's like very manic, like this. But then there are moments where it's like reflective and like, she's like maybe a little bit out of it and she's like, okay, like this is really fucked up. what I've gotten myself into. But moments like this where it's like she is out of her mind in love with this person unapologetically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
I kind of noticed that just on the first two songs, even like Objection starts, it's kind of like on this level where it's like a crazy, you know, she's just in this mood. And then that song ends and the next song is Underneath Your Clothes. And it's such a sweet, like like internal, like she's just kind of, you know, pontificating by herself, like in her feels. And it felt like when I went to analyze the songs, it felt like almost an abrupt transition. But there's a dichotomy to this album that you're speaking to right now.
Yeah, and it still somehow manages to be really cohesive because this song also has a real heavy surf music vibe in the background. It's still got that sort of surfy twang. I'm going to read some of these psychotic lyrics.
Yeah.
The most basic instinct poem I'll ever have the pleasure of reading. She said, "You have to swear you've got love to love me that will last forever. You must have a story with a happy, we must have a story with a happy ending. So don't ever go away and never put aside the things I'm going to say because these rules are for us." Then she gives this literal checklist of these rules that he has to follow in order to be in this relationship. She says, "Use your eyes only to look at me. Use your mouth only to kiss my lips. We are branches of the same old tree. You can laugh only if you laugh with me. You can cry only if you cry for me. Don't forget that you're condemned to me. Can't you see? You always were, you'll always be." You used to say, "I should see a doctor who would keep me busy because a jealous woman never makes it easy. And you know I'll do for us whatever seems right, but it may take a while before I change the rules." Come on. At least she's honest.
Yeah, I mean, she's fully she's so unhinged.
It's like, it's almost like the reason that it's so good is because she's being so insanely vulnerable that you can't help but appreciate it, where she's like, "I might change these rules, but I don't know. This is just how it is right now."
Yeah, and she's, when she's singing it, like, I love that always in her songs, like they're so dynamic and the music always underscores the feeling and the lyrics. And this one's like really kind of like it's like a wicked euphoria. Like, you can laugh only if you laugh.
Yeah.
You can cry only if you cry for me.
Yes, totally. Yeah. It makes you think that it's going to, every time it makes you think it's going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no. I'm just reading you the fine print.
Yeah, this song is just, it's hilarious. It's so funny to like impose those kinds of restrictions on a partner and to do it with such conviction. Like, so she's so bold.
Yeah, to do it in such a beautiful way. This song is like so catchy. Yeah, the chorus is just like incredibly catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the call and response. I don't know if I have anything else to say about
I noticed, like, I think you were saying like the 60s beach sound, it does almost have like a punk influence, like rhythmically, and then the way she goes in the verses, like like it's sort of like punk music to me, and that was a new thing that I hadn't realized before, because obviously there's so many like rock influences in this album, and I was like, and then there's other ones too that we'll get into. But yeah. And then at the end of this song, it ends with like a dying cat noise, like Ashley Simpson-esque, like,
and it goes all the way up.
Yeah. A lot of songs end like that. They kind of unravel. Like there'll be like a crash of the cymbals and some hits of the drums and Shakira just letting out a sigh. Like that took everything out of me.
Yeah, and it's like somehow sexy still.
It's always sexy.
Yeah. Let's talk about The One. I love this song so much.
Me too.
Tell me your thoughts.
It's so poetic. There's nothing like your smile made of sun.
beautiful.
To buy more things and write more happy songs, it always takes a little help from someone.
Like, it's so sweet. This is my favorite non-single song, even though I guess you could say that it had, like, I guess what you would call, like, a soft release, because Objection actually didn't perform as well as her label thought that it would.
Wow.
So they were, like, nervous about her releasing any more songs because they didn't want to sort of, like, ruin the momentum that Whenever Wherever had and Underneath Your Clothes. So they kind of soft released this but didn't make a big deal about it, and it got, like, a TRL release, like, back when you could just, like, only release a song on TRL, and that was pretty much it. But yeah, it's shocking to me that people didn't take to this song more, because I just think it's so beautiful.
Yeah, there's actually a video to this song that I didn't know existed until this week, and she's presented way different.
Really? I've never seen it.
Yeah, she looks like Joss Stone. Like, the eye makeup is gone. She has, like, her freckles are out in full force. The roots are gone to her hair. She looks much more natural. And you should check it out, only for the fact that it rains in the video. She's standing in the rain. And anytime in a 2000s style video, when it's raining, I just live for that. So.
Yeah, you had me at rain. Say less.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also love that there's a real sort of, this may just be a me thing, but sometimes Shakira's rock ballad songs, like her real, like, rock love songs, put me in the mindset of being in, like, a dive bar. Like, they have sort of a dive bar feel.
I like that.
If that makes any sense. Like, they smell like whiskey breath, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I like that vibe. I like that all of her songs kind of take you somewhere.
Yeah, they definitely transport you. Mm-hmm. I wrote the lyrics onto this one too, because I just think they're beautiful.
Yeah.
She said, so I find a reason to shave my legs each single morning. So I count on someone Friday nights to take me dancing and then to church on Sundays to plant more dreams and someday think of kids, or maybe just to save a little money. You're the one I need. The way back home is always long, but if you're close to me, I'm holding on. Amazing. I love that fucking, the melody of that part. You're the one I need. My real life has just begun, because there's nothing like your smile made of sun. Mm-hmm. In a world full of strangers, you're the one I know. So I learned to cook and finally lose my kitchen phobia. So I've got the arms to cuddle in when there's a ghost or a muse that brings insomnia. Amazing. To buy more thongs and write more happy songs, it always takes a little help from someone. Like,
yeah,
only Shakira would add the lyric about buying more thongs for her mate.
Yeah, that's what I mean about, like, the Amy Winehouse connection, like the sense of humor. Like, Amy would write about, like, you know, the Moschino bra that her boyfriend gave her last Christmas. Like, right. It's such a good detail, with, like, a little bit of a sense of humor, but yeah, especially in that verse that you just read, maybe it's the chorus. I love her voice there too. I love the melody of the part that you said, like, and that's where she's singing, like, really Cher, like it sounds like, yeah. But it's great.
It is very, 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 like, 80s ballad Cher.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Guttural. Yeah. Maybe not. Yeah. Not the right word.
But no, I agree with you with the Amy Winehouse thing for sure. Because it's almost like I'm writing this song for me. If you happen to relate to it, like, that's cool. But, like, I also don't care if you don't get it.
Yeah.
Because this is a weird inside thing about thongs between me and my boyfriend that you we'll probably never understand, but in doing that, it makes it relatable, you know?
Yeah. She really packs her songs with details that you can relate to usually. Before we move on, I just wanted to make a quick shout out to someone named Thomas Worcester, who on the YouTube video for this one, He made a comment that reads, "My wife is my best friend. We have been married for 37 years. She's the one I need. Muy bonita." Love that. Oh,
that's really sweet.
Happiness and health to you and your wife, Thomas.
Yeah, who is definitely listening.
You're the one I need.
We're about to take a real hard left with Ready for the Good Times.
I absolutely love this song.
Okay, I was eager to hear your thoughts. I just love it.
I think it's so much fun. And it wasn't one of my initial favorites. Like, I probably got into this one a couple years ago when I would listen to this album and I'd be like, this is a really fun song. Right. It almost sounds like the song that every Real Housewife song wishes it was. Like, no shade to Tardies for the Party or Chic C'est La Vie, but what they're all basically aiming for is something like Ready for the Good Times.
That's actually one of the smartest things you've ever said, honestly, because it does have a Countess Luann sort of vibe, but like, it's what she aspires to be. That is yeah. So
none of them have the range. Only Shakira could do this,
right?
But it's like, it's and I also like thinking about it now, it's so like just hits even harder in like the COVID times, like I was listening to this one in the shower, just like full on performing it, like dancing my ass off in the shower singing Ready for the Good Times. This is the most upbeat song and the most like just happy. It's so fun, it's so happy to dance to. I just love it. I love the rhythm. Every day there's a war to fight, and if I win or lose, never mind. Oh. As long as you're my shelter every night. That's love. Yes,
that's amazing. This is Shakira's anticipating.
Yeah.
it's like this very specific, it's an early 2000s take on disco, which I am obsessed with. It took me years to realize that mm-hmm. I like disco music through a 2001 like filter. I think it's like so interesting and cool. And it just like, it makes me feel like, it's like Shakira grew up listening to this music and always maybe had a dream of like doing a song like this. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so. she nailed it.
It's so good. It's so unexpected. It's got a lot of really interesting. I mean, it's Shakira doing all kinds of this fucking crazy shit with her voice. Uh-huh. A lot of it is literally her just pointing and groaning. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, whoa.
Like, you know. Yeah.
She's just like flexing, kind of like, yes, I feel like she's sinking into it and just having fun and letting her voice kind of do its thing. Lots of playful.
This is a real COVID times kind of song. I'm looking mm-hmm. at the lyrics. She said, "I don't want to clear the cobwebs from my head. Time will bring them back, I bet. So if you hear me say that I believe in love, don't make me feel ashamed. I used to sing the saddest songs, and in the meantime, roaches used to climb my door, falling back down to the floor. I used to read survival guides when my world was full of seven-legged cats. But here I am with 8 more lives."
Yeah, and that, I just become like the meme of that lady trying to do math in her head. With the equations over the photo.
I know, because it's so clever that you're like, whoa, that's a really like layered joke.
Yeah
I also love the part where she says, "I don't want to look at fashion magazines while someone does my nails, sitting here watching other people live, frozen by the fear to fail." Ooh.
Yeah. She knows the truth. She's got the answers. She knows how to live her life right. She has a really good intuition. That's whole part of her thing.
God, they should have released this as a single.
Honestly, it's perfect.
It would have been really fun.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of like her career kind of took a turn towards this kind of music.
Right? Yeah, for sure. Like more playful.
Mm-hmm, more disco-y, like dancey, and like. Like four on the floor kind of music.
Yeah.
almost.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. God damn it. Please, let's talk about Fool.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This is definitely one of my favorites.
This is like This is probably the song I visit the most.
Yeah, for me too. It's been huge for me over the past like 5 or 6 years. Like, it's from a songwriting perspective, it's structured so classically, and the chorus is just the chorus of like a damn good song. Like,
yeah,
it's almost in the vein of like Patsy Cline. I can't help it if I'm just a fool, always having my heart set on you. Till the time you start changing the rules, I'll keep chasing the soles of your shoes.
Oh my God.
Soles like... of your shoes.
Cool. It's so good. And this is definitely one where she's sort of a little bit more introspective. Like, she's coming down from this manic high and like really taking a look at this relationship in a way that's like, it's much less like, I'm going to chase you down and hunt you and obsess with you and I love you and be with me and, you know, these are the rules and never break them. And I'm, you know, it's like her kind of understanding how sad this fucking relationship is. And it's just, it's beautiful. It yeah, the melody is just like ridiculously catchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to read some more of these lyrics.
Please.
You might swear you'd never touch a lady. Well, let me say, you're not too far from maybe. Genius much? Like, what a turn of phrase. God resigned from hearing my old story every night. And then all this pain begins to feel like pleasure. With more tears, you make a sea a desert. Salt my wounds and I'll keep saying thank you.
I love that part where she says, I'll keep saying thank you. Oh my God.
Delightful use of the elements.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so poetic. It's so beautiful. It really touched me. And I love this song. It's like a perfect song.
It is. It's one of those melodies that you hear and you're like, how did this melody not exist until this song? Like, it just feels like it should have been. It feels like a song that should have existed already.
This might be the Amy Mann one. I'm saying, because I think I like brought this to my guitar teacher for her to teach it to me like 5 years ago. And she was like, this sounds like the Amy Mann song. But I love the part where she goes, I can't help it, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, fool.
Baby, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's like, that also lives rent free in my head. The outro to this song.
Yeah. But yes, the outro is like, we get another amazing vocal fry. I love when she goes up to that whiny, what would normally be whiny, but like for her, it's like, just really emotional and beautiful. But yeah, it's so good. This also could have very easily been a single, in my opinion.
Yeah, agreed. Everyone should know this song.
Let's talk about, I just wrote down the English, because I'm not going to try and speak Spanish on my podcast, like I refuse.
Yeah.
So this next song, and the translation is I'm Leaving You Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. It's like, I used to think that this was like a love letter to Madrid before I knew what the lyrics were when I was younger. And then I was like reading it today, and it's a breakup song where she's basically saying like, I will leave you with, like, my parting gift in this relationship is Madrid. Mm-hmm. This beautiful place. Like, I'll leave you with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I never knew what this song meant either. And it's like fun to dance to sing along to. By the time it comes on in the record, like, you've heard so many like just heart-wrenching songs.
Yeah.
And you know, you're maybe kind of exhausted. And this one comes on and it's like fun. You don't know what she's saying. It's very welcome. It's like kind of a break. Like, it's just time to jam out to another fun Shakira song.
Yeah, and like, cue me as a kid pretending to know Spanish.
yeah. I wish I did. I brought the CD to my second grade Spanish teacher, who claimed to know Spanish. She must have studied it like in college, and she really couldn't tell me what these songs said. really struggled.
I wrote down the translation for this one. Because it gives a whole different vibe, you know, when you know what she's saying or whatever. It says, yes, it's time to hide the pain from your pain, the pain from the world. Underneath the skin, I know I will be fine. Cats like me always land on their feet. Always calling herself a cat.
Yeah.
I don't want to push my luck for your sake, and I can't. Go on living with such little hope. Soon I will be far, far away from here. I'm going away again. I will leave behind with you, Madrid, your flesh routine and your urges to flee. I don't want cowards. That will only make me suffer. It's better if I say goodbye to your anise flavored mouth. Yes, it's time to clean the honey stains atop the tablecloth.
Yeah. I love the way that she works the word, or like the just concept of anise. I think it's anise, anise.
I always say anise, but I think it's anise.
I just think of star anise, which is like maybe a fruit. I don't know. Right. But apparently it tastes like black licorice.
Yeah.
Very interesting lyrical choice.
Yeah, you can tell that she like learned some like English metaphors and really took to them. Like she really, really took to this idea that she's like a cat with nine lives. And that she lands on her feet, and sometimes she has nine legs. There's another song where she says, "I'm a cat with nine legs." Like this idea that she just like is surviving this relationship over and over and over and over.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Is really cool. But yeah, it was fun to. I never really, you know, I just used to kind of like bounce around to this song when I was little, so it was cool to know what she was talking about.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm eager to talk about Poem to a Horse.
Yes, this song rocks.
Yeah, it's so good.
I think when I pitched Laundry Service to you, you just replied Poem to a Horse.
Yeah.
It's so sick. It's such a good rock song.
It is. Yeah, this song is again, took me basically my whole life to really understand what she was talking about. But she's talking about, you know, being in love. Actually, I wrote the this quote down from Song Genius. It says, Poem to a Horse is mainly about Shakira's love interest being a drug addict who was so addicted and, quote, in love with himself that he bears to pay her any attention. So she decides it's best if she breaks up with him because it's too much for her to handle. It's too much to handle for her not getting any support from their relationship. Yeah, the complexity of these lyrics, like, it took me my whole life to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I this song, like, I think I just really started to appreciate it after, like, I had gotten back into the album as an adult and, you know, Fool, like, you know, it's like I started appreciating that one. I started liking this song too, because this one, the metaphors she uses, like, you can't really understand them as a child. Like,
no.
I'd rather eat my soup with a fork or drive a cab in New York, because to talk to you is harder work. Right. And then my favorite line in the whole record, you keep on aiming for the top and you quit before you sweat a drop.
Oh my God. Come on. So good. So fucking good. The chorus is so, I'm gonna read these lyrics.
Yeah.
Because they deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You're too far to bring you close and too high to see below. Just hanging on your daily dose. I know you never needed anyone but the rolling papers for your grass. How can you give what you don't have? You keep on aiming for the top. You quit before you sweat a drop. Feed your empty brain with your hydroponic pot. You start out playing with yourself. You get more fun within your shell. Nice to meet you, but I gotta go my way. I'll leave again because I've been waiting in vain, but you're so in love with yourself. If I say my heart is sore, that note that she hit sore. Can we talk?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. My heart is sore.
So good.
Yeah. Sounds like a cheat metaphor, so I won't repeat it no more. I'd rather eat my soup with a fork or drive a cab in New York, because to talk to you is harder work. So what's the point of wasting all my words if it's just the same or even worse than reading poems to a horse? Reading poem, is that a phrase? Reading poems.
I mean, I think it's just something she came up with. I've never heard it before. I feel like yeah, just the idea of like writing a song about the concept of reading poems to a horse. That's Shakira to me.
Yes, like what? It's so cool. But yeah, and this is definitely, I would say it, of all the songs on the album, this is the most like, fuck you, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like I'm mm-hmm. over this, you know? And to think that it's a possibility that this was all the same person, this guy that she at one point was like, I will literally run to the end of the earth to be with you. Yeah. And now she's like, you're a fucking drug addict and you don't even care about me.
Yeah, it's definitely the other side of the coin of like the song Fool. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if it's about the same person, because if it is, then good for you. Because this song, like her stance is just like so powerful in this one. And she sounds like decided and it's just beautiful. Like it's so just great. I love out here again. Mm-hmm. Like, and yeah, the sore line, my heart is sore, sounds like a cheap metaphor. You're so in love with yourself. It's the best. That's my favorite vocal run on the record, probably.
Yeah, that one is amazing.
Kind of subtle, but it's just beautiful.
I love metaphor.
yeah.
The one at the end.
Metaphor. So I won't repeat it no more. It's like a cheap metaphor. Yeah.
It's so Shakira. Maybe the most Shakira moment. Where
that's
she
what
literally...
I love. Like, she's not afraid to do that. Like, and that is why she was parodied so much. Like, she's just so herself and so doing her own thing. And I love it. I love it.
This next song, translated As Long As I Have You, gave me major Quentin Tarantino Pulp Fiction vibes.
Yeah, the Western flavor of the like guitar solo intro.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Uma could definitely like be in a scene with this in the background in a Quentin movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's back on her like Devotion and Desire shit.
This song, I didn't really realize it until I dug in to analyze it this week, but this is probably one of the best songs on the album. Like,
I would agree.
It's an apocalyptic love song, which is also like very like hits really hard for the time.
Yeah.
It's like like people try to do this thing now, this sort of like, I'm gonna hold your hand till the end of the world kind of song. And this is the most effective version of that song I've ever heard. It's like so poetic and beautiful. Like, I never knew the words to this song, lyrics. I did sort of know the words. This is one of those songs that Shakira has that's in Spanish that's so catchy and so beautiful that I could sort of sing along to it, even though I don't speak Spanish. Like, Que Me Quieres Tú, like, it's just, it's an amazing, amazing song. And I have to read the lyrics in English.
Please do.
Let's see. Yeah, okay. So basically she says, let the news station channels fall to ruins. I don't like television anyway. Let smiles become ancient relics and let all the rays of sunshine be extinguished. Let words die on lips. And the way she says this in Spanish is like so just exquisitely beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's like, que se consumen las palabras en los labios.
Yes. So oh my God.
Let them contaminate all the water on the planet, or let all philanthropists and wise men resign, and let the last poet die today. But as long as I have you, as long as I have your hug and the kiss you invent every day, and let me stay here after the fall, forever your melancholy.
Oh, forever your melancholy.
In Spanish too, that's beautiful. Like, siempre tu melancolia is how she says it. It's like, just a gorgeous phrase. And then... my favorite part of the song is like the in Spanish, porque yo sí.
Oh my God.
Que dependo de ti. So beautiful.
It's
because
so
I do
gorgeous.
Depend on you. And if I still have you, I still have life left.
Like, are you kidding? This it's really like, is probably one of the best songs on the whole album.
I am so glad you agreed to talk about this album because it finally like gave me a reason to read these lyrics in English. And now my appreciation for this song is through the roof. I love it.
I love let all neighbors disappear and let them eat the leftovers of my innocence.
Wow, yeah.
Like, what? What? Like, are you kidding me? Come on. Like, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is definitely one that I didn't appreciate when I was younger at all. I don't even know if I used to listen to this when I was little.
Same. It wasn't until I was like just constantly spinning this record in my car that I got to know it, and you know, it's still growing on me, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, totally.
There's a video for this one. I didn't know that either. I think really? It was released as a single, maybe elsewhere, not in America, but she looks angelic. I love how in the video she's wearing like a dismembered tambourine. She pretty much is always wearing a dismembered tambourine around her waist at all
right.
times.
Right. She is. And, yeah. This is an album that... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I mean, she just also in the video, she plays the drums, which is cool. Like, what can't she do?
I always forgot that she could play the drums.
I never knew.
This is an album that like in each country had like a completely different journey. Because they really, you know, mm-hmm. catered to the fact that she's a crossover artist. So they were able to release songs in Europe that they weren't able to release here. And, you know, like there are songs on this album that were big, huge, major moments in other parts of the world that we never knew, which kind of sucks. Like, I don't know. I wish that I knew all these. Like, I hate that I don't know all these music videos.
There were like 3 or 4 music videos that I hadn't seen. Like, Te Dejo Madrid has a music video. Didn't know. I never saw the video for Underneath Your Clothes until yesterday.
Oh my God.
Like, how did I not know that existed? Like, yeah, I mean, I just felt like, how could there be more? I know Whenever, Wherever. I know Objection Tango. Like, 2 amazing videos for one record. Like, yeah, just they're great.
Well, we're at technically the last song. Eyes Like Yours mm-hmm. is a song that Shakira had actually recorded for a previous album, and then she re-recorded it for Laundry Service. I'll be honest, this song doesn't really do a ton for me. It feels like an album closer.
It's funny because she went through all the trouble to re-record this song in English, and I still have no idea what the fuck she's talking about.
Yeah, same.
She just like recites it all so fast, and everything going on in the song, it just is like a whirlwind. But what she's saying is she's been everywhere and she's seen everything, and the lyrics are so like poetic and dramatic, and like she's like crawled across deserts and gone everywhere in the world, and she's torn down windows and doors, and she can't find eyes like yours anywhere. And it's not my favorite song on the album, but I do love the image closing out the album. We have the image of the woman Shakira, like mm-hmm. globe traveling superstar Shakira, bereft by desperation. She can't find eyes like her old lovers anywhere.
I mean, I guess maybe because the rest of the album is just so good. Mm-hmm. You know, if it wasn't like so incredible, maybe this song would like mean a little bit more to me. I would have
preferred her to just close it out with like, I love when an album ends with a ballad or something. It should have just ended at Que Me Quieres Too.
I honestly really do like that too. I like when to me, a ballad is the appropriate way to end an album, especially mm-hmm. an album like this that's been so emotional and so and emotionally raw and intense. Like, it just feels like a ballad is like the natural end.
Yeah,
it should be.
Mm-hmm. I like the Arabic men chanting, or the men chanting in Arabic. I think that's really interesting. Like, rhythmically it's interesting. It's kind of like I don't like the song. Something that kind of knocked me off of the Shakira train was when she did Waka Waka this time for Africa. I didn't I just felt like it was a real departure from her rock influenced music. And this kind of precedes that, I think, in style. Right.
Yeah.
And what this song reminded me of actually was the song by They Might Be Giants. Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, yeah. Not Constantinople. They're like in the same like iambic pentameter or whatever the fuck.
Yes. It's so funny that you compare it. And it is very like, it is Waka Waka. Like it is very much that. And mm-hmm. like, I don't know. It just, yeah, I like Rock Shakira.
Me too.
I like Whiskey on the Breath, Shakira. I like, you know, like I said, dimly lit dive bar, Shakira is like my preference. I do love seeing her perform those big giant songs. It's just like fun to see her do all the Shakira stuff. But like, if I'm listening to her, I want to hear her be raw and doing weird vocal fries at the end of rock songs.
Yes. Yes, having like just the most dramatic like roots, like blonde hair with like giant black streaks in her hair, like just being so like rock era.
Yeah, wearing like post-apocalyptic like rags that are like sexy.
Yes,
she's like doing like shoulder things.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any closing thoughts about Laundry Service?
It's just great. I'm so like grateful that you were willing to do this with me and letting me geek out over this album. Like I really love Shakira, and I don't know why she's not like, people don't really consider her like on the same level as like some of the other pop girls. And I think that she is just, I truly think she's probably the most talented person on the planet.
No, it's absurd how talented she is, and the fact that she can play instruments and doesn't even like throw it in your face all the time. Like she'll just remind you like, hey, I also play guitar and I'm a drummer, you know. And I specialize in all of these very nuanced, specific like regional dances. Mm-hmm. And I know all of them. Like she really is incredible. And I would just say, anybody listening to this who haven't, maybe you haven't listened to Laundry Service in a while, or maybe you've never heard it the whole way through, like, it's amazing, and you really should, like, you know, just have a moment alone in your house, like, with this turned on, and just, like, lean in.
Yeah, blast it. Listen to it in the car, or the shower. The shower is really fun.
Yes, this is a great shower album.
Yeah, and then I guess just also, like, on the note of her being an amazing talent, like I wanted to talk about how like when she was coming up and performing and making a name for herself, like she always felt like she was going to be a global figure, like a public figure, and she knew she was talented, and she felt like it was almost like a premonition that she would become famous. And I love that kind of like mythology around her stratospheric rise to fame and like a talent. Like I just love thinking of this woman being born in like Barranquilla, I think is where she was born, and just having this like supreme talent and, you know, entertaining people, and that's how she got her rise. And she also, I think her connection to her crowds is like really true. Like she just really loves to perform and like spread the gift that she has, that's like God-given gift. Like when she performs barefoot a lot of the time because it keeps her like connected. And something that she does is she'll instruct like the lighting technicians at her shows to turn the lights on the audience rather than like having the brightest lights be on her, so that she can see everyone's face and look them in the eye. If you watch her like MTV Unplugged performance from like 2000 or 1999, I think it's just one of the best, most amazing Shakira performances ever. And yeah, you can just really feel like her star power. It's great. She's otherworldly.
Yeah, I love when like people who were very clearly meant to be famous like know it as kids. That's like iconic to me. And they're like, oh no, I'm born special at like five, you know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for doing this with me. Thanks for like hopping on here and like geeking out about this album with me.
My pleasure. 1000% my pleasure. I know it's kind of a left field topic for your show, but it's just been really, really fun. Thank you.
No, people will appreciate this. I have gotten laundry service requests.
good. Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah, so well, I'm excited to do more of this. This
yeah, really for sure. Fun. You'll be back. As I always say, this is the American Horror Story of podcasts. We'll recast you and, you know, turn you into a two-headed, you know, circus freak or whatever next season and whatever.
I'd love it.
Well, tell people where they can find you on social media.
Well, my Instagram is my name with an X before it. So it's just X Alex Nelson. And then on Twitter, I think I'm just X Alex X. I don't know. Like, I had these names forever. It kind of is like Charlie XCX kind of thing. Like, you just throw some random letters in your handle if your name's already taken, and X seemed like a good choice.
No, it reads well. It just like reads well, if that makes sense.
Someone said it, they read it, they always think it says Xanax.
I did too. I did.
X Alex Nelson.
Well, you guys go follow Alex. He's really fun. His dog is literally, I'm not convinced it's really, I think that it's like a toy. I'm not kidding.
I have a Pomeranian.
Yeah.
He's so cute. My whole life I've always wanted a Pomeranian. And I finally got one, and he is like just my pride and joy.
I'm ready for like a TLC show about you and your dog's life. Like, it's just like so perfect. But yeah, thank you so much, Alex. I'm obsessed with you. Thank you for being on.
Thank you, Troy. I'm obsessed with you. I love Dunzo. I love Beyond the Blinds. I'm so happy. Today has been the highlight of my month.
Well, guys, I hope that you enjoyed it. We will see you here next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Dunzo. This podcast is a part of the Solid Listen Network. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/solidlisten for exclusive content. You can follow me on Twitter at Troy McGee, and you can follow the podcast on all forms of social media at DunzoPod. That's D-U-N-Z-O. Thank you to executive producer Molly McAleer and coordinating producer Nicole Matthew.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.